You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
It's curtains up on another episode of West of Broadway, a celebration of musical theater in Los Angeles. I'm radio host and theater enthusiast Lara Scott, along with celebrity publicist and theater veteran Will Armstrong.
Hey, Lara, how are you?
Hey! Well, super excited because we are waiting for a call from Michael A. Shepard, who is performing at the La Mirada Theater for the Performing Arts in Matilda the Musical. It seems like a great show to bring the family to, and in fact, I think it's recommended for kids ages 5 and up.
How fantastic is that? So you can bring both of the kids.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's funny. My daughter is almost 5, but she tells everybody that she's 5, and she's about to turn 6 somewhere along the way this past year. She aged a year within just a couple of months. Yeah, it's like, at what point do we stop doing that? Like, I'm hanging on to this year until the last moment.
Well, yeah. No, it's just... Yeah. Yeah, it's so funny, as a kid, you can't wait. You're like, you kind of by halves, and you're like, I'm 5 and a half. And this, after a while, you're like, yeah.
Yeah, like the day after you turn 5, you're like, I'm almost 6.
Yeah.
I'm almost there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But we had a really exciting week. It was, speaking of birthdays, Will, did you have a nice birthday?
I had an excellent birthday. Thank you
very
much.
Wonderful. And you got to kind of kick off your birthday weekend by seeing one of our favorites.
Betty Buckley. Down at the Sagerstrom in the Samuel Lee Theater, which, if you haven't been there, it is... What an, like, so they have the incredible performance series coming up with Megan Hilty and other great, fabulous stars.
Yeah.
But, I just had such a wonderful time interviewing Betty on the show, and then to go down there and see her fantastic performance, and then afterwards I got to talk to her, and, we held hands.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it was amazing.
You actually got to touch her hand?
Yeah, yeah. It was incredible, and she was just, she was so, here we are, the best of the best, and just incredible, and the orchestrations, because I know you also saw the...
Christian Jacob. Oh, he was the piano player and also did... piano player is not enough to describe him. Right. I feel like he's a genius.
It was... Okay, so as a dancer, I know I'm seeing really good... because the stage is just 4 performers, 4 musicians and 1 vocalist. And I was just transported to, visually picturing... if I was dancing to her singing, and the piano was just and the guitar and the drums and the bass, and it was just magical.
I think the drummer was Barbara Streisand's drummer.
Oh, wow.
She mentioned that because I was at the show on Saturday, so yeah. They may have worked that in.
They were awesome.
Yeah, they were so, so good. And it was neat because it was set up like a nightclub. And mm-hmm. Speaking of kids, my 9-year-old was there. We started the day with the children's performance. Then we saw a Russian ballet, the Mariinsky Ballet and Orchestra. And then we went to see Betty. He was like, what's next after that? I said, bedtime. But we walked in and all the tables were set up and it looked like there were little candles. And he said, I'm in a nightclub for the first time. Yep. He announced that to the people around us.
Sounds like something Dallas would say.
He said it was the greatest night of his life, and he didn't want the show to end. And in fact, I tweeted that to Betty.
Oh.
And he really loved it. So even at 9, he got that this was something so special. So we encourage you to check it out for sure. They have a wonderful series at the Samuel Lee Theater, and everything that Sagerstrom is doing is just fantastic.
Mm-hmm. It really, really was spectacular. I had a great time. And now we have Matilda. This is such a great time for musical theater.
All right, so I think Michael A. Shepard is calling in on our hotline.
Hi, Michael.
May we bring you in with a round of applause?
Okay. I think I can handle that.
Welcome to West of Broadway. This is so exciting. And Matilda the Musical, this is based on a beloved book by Roald Dahl. It's opening at the La Mirada Theater for the Performing Arts. Such a wonderful place to see a show. And let's just jump right in and hear all about your role and what we can expect when we come to the show.
Well, first of all, I can tell you this. If you enjoy musical theater, and really, who doesn't? You're going to have a blast with this production of Matilda. It's a brand new show. If you've seen it before, you've never seen it done this way. The production team has chosen to do an entirely revamped production, all new staging, all new choreography, all new costumes, and it's just going to be a hoot. And I get the distinct honor to play Miss Agatha Trunchbull.
That's quite a name.
Mistress of the school.
And are you terrifying in that role?
Well, I'm terrifying in real life, so I'm just going to transfer that to stage. No, it's funny because I just get to yell at these really angelic-looking children.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'm 6'6".
What?
And these babies are like 3'4" and 3'5" tall. So just that image alone. And then I've got this big hair thing on, and it's just, it's really wonderful. And, you know, I don't want to give anything away, but I have some well-placed warts.
Oh.
Today was the first day we actually applied makeup. I'm actually sitting here in my Trunchbull makeup.
Nice.
And the makeup designer looked at me and just goes, "Why is it, you're even with warts and this nose and the chin, you still look beautiful?" I go, that's my spirit.
They love you, warts and all. I love that.
Yeah, warts and all. That's awesome. Well, so we heard that this show is packed with some really high-energy dance numbers. There are some catchy songs. And then you have a very gifted young actress that you're working with. Can you tell us a little bit about some of these younger actors that are in the show?
They are just, you know, when you do these interviews, you're supposed to be incredibly positive about things and talk about how everyone is wonderful. And a lot of times you say those things even though you don't mean it because you're trying to sell tickets for your show. And, you know, we've done that for years.
But finally.
People who know me know I speak the truth. Sometimes they hate it. Sometimes they love it.
Right.
But I honestly have to say, for this production, I have never worked with a more gifted group of kids before. They are just, this is what I'll tell you. My first week of rehearsal, we try to get off book as fast as possible because we only get 2 weeks of rehearsal for this.
Wow.
And we're 4 days in and we're running act one after 4 days. And I'm doing this big scene, and I go up on my line and three of the kids tell me my line.
Well, yeah, that sounds about right. Working with kids, they're off book day one. Yep.
And, you know, and I was able to say, remember that because I'll need it during this run. But the young lady, Audrey Simone, who plays Matilda, just a gift, an absolute gift. I mean, she's charming, she's funny, and I don't understand. It is just anathema to me that these kids can do all of this when the adults who have had years and years, and in the case of my scene partner, Josh Adamson, thousands of years of rehearsal, you know, doing these things. But they come in and they memorize all this stuff, and we're struggling.
Behind every fantastic child actor is a even more fantastic mom.
Well, you know, that's another thing. Their moms and dads who are around, and I've been spending a lot of time with them. I think the second rehearsal, I went out to meet with them.
Oh, nice.
And they, all the parents, I went to meet with them. And the funniest thing was that they had all done all this research on me.
Oh, wow.
It was on my Facebook page. They wanted to see who I was friends with. And they all had friends in common with me. And so it made them feel better.
Right.
That we knew the same people.
It's a new damn day.
But it's great, you know. But, you know, that, you know, if you're going to put your kid in this business, do your research. Understand who the people are in the room.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, speaking of doing research, Michael, I was looking you up earlier, and when Will got to the studio today, said, he does this great stuff with Celebration Theater. And I said, it's an LGBTQ+ theater. Can we hear all about that? Because you've been with them for a while now, right?
I have been with them, I think it will be 15 years this month.
Amazing.
Which is next, it's just weirdly impossible to think about it that way. It's like, you know, 15 years. For those of you who don't know Celebration Theater, it is the oldest continuously producing lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, questioning, intersex, two-spirited, allied, asexual, cisgender, gender non-binary theater in the country.
Amazing.
There's a couple more things I have to add to that, but I don't have the breath for it anymore.
We're always adding new colors to the flag, which is wonderful.
Exactly. Yeah, and oddly enough, the director for this show, Michael Matthews, was the artistic director when I first I was seeing a show, and during the intermission, he had just gotten to town. It was seeing the opening night of the same show I was at. And we started talking, realized we had all these friends in common, mutual friends from Chicago in common. And he says, well, I'm the new artistic director of the first show I'm doing of the season. It's a show called Four, and there's a perfect role for you. Would you like to do it? And I went, wait, we've just been talking for 20 minutes. You're asking to do a lead role in the show? You know nothing about me. He goes, we know all the same people. It'll be fine. And right now, this is the 12th or 13th production that Michael Matthews and I have done together.
Wow. Well, when you know, you know.
You know, you know.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.